Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Our guest, Alan Kosio, just walked in the door, literally 5 seconds ago. So let's make sure that he's all mic'd up and good to go, and then tell Cameron nice on the timing. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent, Alan. Awesome. Let's get into and have a conversation with it. I want to make sure everybody kind of knows what's going on. Got the material up in front of me. We can just kind of talk about it piece by piece. So I don't have to do anything brilliantly. What we tell people is it's not professional radio. It's just radio.
That's right.
It's just radio. It's okay. Stand Up is the men's conference at the Calvary Chapel in San Diego. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Talk to me about what Stand Up is.
Well, Stand Up is actually a byproduct of the men's fellowship at Calvary. The men's fellowship is called Men of Action.
Okay.
And so the concept came about as five of us got together and we had this idea, hey, we need a conference here. Let's get the guys fired up for the things of Jesus Christ, what we're called to, the Great Commission. How do we do that? How do we put feet to our faith? How do we handle the trials that comes our way? What is it that we have to do that? And first of all, we need to encourage one another to love and good works. And we do that through various means. We do it through studying of God's word. We do it through works. This is a byproduct of our love for Christ. And so one of the things that we do is we do outreaches, working on people's homes, going down to the kids ministry down in Mexico, taking needed items to the homeless. And not just saying, here you go and go on our merry way, but we actually go in there and we talk with them, spend time with them, pray with them.
Right. So you're putting feet to your faith.
Absolutely.
And you're doing something with it. You're not just saying, hey, we believe this. You're saying, hey, we believe this, and we want to demonstrate that by our actions as well as our communication.
That's right. And by doing so, it's tangible. We become, in essence, God's hands and feet. And, you know, it's not a suggestion.
Yeah.
That's
correct.
One of the things. Yeah. I mean, it's really a commandment to demonstrate the love.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
And John, it tells us that.
Yes, that's correct. And so this conference then is gearing towards what? You guys are good. This is what you have a goal in mind.
Yeah, our goal is to get the men in this area fired up for the things of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
To put feet to their faith, like I said, and by doing so, by presenting the gospel in a way that will inspire. And so we have a great lineup of speakers that can do that, because their testimonies are incredible. They can do, I mean, through their testimonies, they can do a great work through the heart of God, through their voice, of their testimony,
gotcha.
Reaching out.
All right, a couple things I want to make sure that we hit on to make sure that people have points of contact.
Yes.
And if I say any of this wrong, just correct me, because I do that all the time.
Me.
All right, phone number 619-421-1100.
That's right.
Is that correct? So 619-421-1100.
Operators are standing by.
Operators standing by. And you can get a $5 discount on your chopper. Oh, wait, no, count that. Then also, for the website, they should go to calvarysandiego.com/ministry/men.
That's correct.
Okay, so that's a way to do that. So can they find, if they go to calvarysandiego.com, is there some kind of link there?
Yeah, they go into ministries. There's a tab,
ministries button
at the top, and then you pull down on that, and you'll see men's ministry, and then it'll lead you to the button. Now, there was talk about them doing a button on the homepage. I don't know if they did that yet, but it could be.
Yeah, that's always good.
Hint.
So they need to put a little bit of feet to their faith as well, right?
All right.
So for the men's conference, you talked to me about the speakers and talked, because this is Saturday, August 9th. So it's a week from Saturday.
That's correct.
Okay, so you got a little bit of time. People have time to process, and it's running about 7:30 in the morning to about 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So people probably get there what, 7-ish, and there's going to probably be some coffee or something.
We're actually what's included in the cost of the ticket is breakfast and lunch.
Oh, breakfast and lunch.
Yes. And, we wanted to make it a really an easy thing for the guys to come out and know, hey, you don't have to worry about eating and stuff. Your stomach's grumbling. Hey, you're going to be fed.
Right.
We're going to feed the sheep, and then we're going to feed the sheep.
Gotcha.
So that's really important to us, that the guys know, hey, we're going to greet you warmly, and we're going to feed you.
Yeah.
And you're going to be fed.
And you get taken care of. And here's another element I would think, Alan, that you're trying to communicate, and that is, hey, you don't have to worry about coming in some presentable. You don't have to come in a tux. It's not
That's
required.
Right.
You don't have to come, you don't have to pull up in a Bentley.
That's right.
You can just get there.
Come just as you are.
Just as you are. If you want to come in flip-flops, if you're coming in your bathrobe, you know, whatever. Just get there, you know. Right. If you have a little shower cap or whatever, nobody cares. Just get there. Here's the understanding. The conference is called Stand Up, and it's an opportunity, and we're going to talk about the guests in a second, but it's an opportunity to encourage guys to get to it. I mean, look at
That's right.
I mean, it's one thing to sit there and say, I believe, but to do nothing?
Absolutely.
That's not going to work.
Right. And so we're putting feet to our faith. We're demonstrating it tangibly.
Yeah.
And by doing so, people are touched in their heart and they go, wow, what is it? Why did these guys do this for me?
Yeah.
You know, and it's all because of the love of Jesus Christ.
Talk to me about the speakers, because I know you got an interesting list.
Yeah, we have opening up Pastor Raul Reese from Calvary Chapel of Golden Springs in Diamond Bar.
Okay.
And of course, his testimony is really incredible. What his message is, I don't know what he's going to bring.
Better not to know sometimes. Sometimes it's better to go and just experience it.
Go with the flow and see what the Lord will do.
Exactly.
One thing I want to point out also is this isn't just about preaching to the choir, so to speak. This isn't just about having a rally and come on, guys, for Jesus Christ. This is also for those that may be lost. Maybe some guys that have never come to faith.
Now, that's a great
point. This is an opportunity for them to put their trust in the Lord Jesus, and by doing so, affect the change in their lives.
Yeah.
This is really where the rubber meets the road in this. It's not just about doing good things and works. It's about faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's a big, big element right there. And I'm just going to give you this. I've never done this before on the show, but if you're somebody who's listening and you're not a Christian and you decide to attend the conference and you can't pay for the ticket, I'll pay for your ticket. So no matter what that cost
awesome.
Is, you
That's
just
right.
let me know, and
All right.
I'll
awesome.
And I'll reimburse you personally. Out of my own, it won't be from the station. It'll just be something. But if you're a guy that's out there and you're going, man, I think I need to hear something.
Yes.
I need to get in the zone and in touch, and you're just not sure, and you want to go to this conference a week from Saturday, and you can't afford it because the tickets are like 20 in advance and 25 at the
yes,
door.
That's correct.
And next week we're going to be giving away 3 sets of tickets. But if you're an individual right. who's not a believer and you want to attend, I'll be glad to pay for it.
And just so you know, we've increased the shirts that we're going to be doing with you guys.
Okay.
And so that's going to be a great thing because we really want the word out. We really want guys to come out. Bring your friends. Bring your unsaved friends.
Yeah.
This is a great opportunity. Like I said, we're not preaching to the choir here.
Right.
What we're doing is we're spreading the gospel. And when people come out and they hear the word, you know, the Bible tells us, and you know this, the word never comes back void.
That's right. That's
right. And we're standing in faith together that the Lord is going to do a mighty work. I believe this could be the beginning of a revival here in this area.
And it's important to participate together. And look, let's just be honest. Our audience is pretty vast, and it's a pretty large variety. Not everybody's coming to the conference. We understand that.
Right, right.
But there's some people that should go to the conference.
That's right.
And if you're one of those people and you feel the Holy Spirit's like, hey, this is for you, then you need to go, right? You need
that's
to participate.
Right,
that's
yeah,
really
yep.
the big deal right there. CalvarySanDiego.com. And then on that website, there's a ministries tab. You click on that. You
that's
click
right.
to men.
Yes.
If you also want to give a contact, it's 619-421-1100. That's the phone number that you can reach at. It's a men's conference a week from this Saturday. It's going to run 7:30 to 2:30. If you're not a believer and you want to attend but you can't get a ticket, your ticket will be covered. It will
awesome.
Be covered,
yep.
and then we'll work that out. I'll work that out with Alan off the air. The bottom line is go. If you feel the Holy Spirit is drawing and pulling you in and telling you, yeah, you should attend this.
That's
then
right.
you should attend it.
You know, another thing too I wanted to address is the guys that are in the military here. We're in a military community. And I know that there's some challenges that these guys face. And we really want to invite you. Come on out. Tell your buddies. Bring them out. This is a great opportunity. You know, we got to fight the good fight, right?
Yep, amen, brother.
But we need to have each other's back. And
yep.
so we do that in unity, in fellowship.
Yep, we need to cover each other. All right, good job. Good job, Ellen. Is that comfortable?
That's
it
right.
goes so fast, doesn't it?
That's
it's
right.
like, bam.
That's
wow.
right.
All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I have no idea what I'm going to do, but it should be interesting.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
What were those college softball players thinking? Carrying their opponent around the bases after she was injured hitting the winning home run? Sportsmanship. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Hello, everybody. Alan Thick here. You know, our nation's tax laws change every year. The one constant is you have to pay them. Now, if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, you know that the IRS is cracking down. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even your home or business could be up for grabs. But here's the good news. They're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, a government program for tax debt forgiveness. You could qualify for a settlement that's substantially less than before these changes. And nobody knows this program better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Their attorneys and enrolled agents will work to get you the best deal possible. Optima Tax Relief is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call them now for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, everybody. It's me again. That's Craig Perry. I have so many happy clients that have never lost any investment money ever. My index investment guarantees you can't go backwards due to stock market decline. I know many of you have lost money in real estate, gold, silver, bonds, stocks, mutual funds, and if anyone tells you they can get you 14%, you call me first, please. This product gets like stock market growth, but you can't ever lose principal or interest due to stock market decline. I've averaged over 8% the last few years. Wow, and I can't ever lose it. I'm so tired of the competition writing lies about my product without any proof to back it up. They're either jealous because they can't sell it or they just don't understand it. I'm the truth. 1-800-553-6247. No annual fees, no commission charge, and 35 years of honest truth. That's God's way. Great for 401ks, IRAs, CDs. Call me for a quick learning lesson. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
North County Firearms in San Marcos is your family-owned firearms store. This week's special, AR-15 rifles starting at $699. North County Firearms, north of Highway 78 in San Marcos, off the Las Posas exit.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
I thought love was only true.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Really a lot of fun to talk to the different people we've had a chance to talk to. We've already given away the tickets, ladies and gentlemen, so there'll be no more calling for the particular tickets that we were giving away. I did have somebody respond to the tofu McNugget story.
That's just disgusting, David.
So I don't understand why you would go that direction. If you're going to have nuggets that didn't have the proper chicken, why wouldn't you get better chicken?
If the chicken is bad, you find the closest farm and you buy the chicken.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's something that I came across that I was able to share with a client earlier today, and they thought this was one of the most wonderful stories of the ages, and it made us both very hungry. And since you were discussing your kangaroo burger, I just want to make sure I get this in. It has been determined that the single unhealthiest meal in 2014,
probably one I love,
at a public restaurant is at Red Robin.
Oh, You know what? I think I know what you're talking about, because Heather and I were talking about it, something similar today, and the calorie count is going to blow.
Yeah, it's a mind blower. It's basically the meal is called the Monster Meal, and what it is essentially is it's certainly a hamburger. It's actually a double burger. It's a bottomless fries, and it's a Monster Milkshake. And you put the three of those together in a combo, and it's about 3,800 calories.
That's what Heather was talking about. I hurt just thinking about
it. For a meal. 3,800 calories. Dude, you can eat a rack of ribs with barbecue sauce. It's not 3,800 calories. This is a lot of calories. So the problem, though, came with me and the client discussing different terms, and then we discussed the meal, the single unhealthiest meal of 2014. The problem that I found is this. After discussing this, I want one. See, now this is the problem. The problem is when they tell me, Dave, this is really unhealthy for you. You should not eat this.
It's kind of like when Adam Richman does the challenges on Man versus Food, and people are like, oh yeah, they're tougher than they look. I'm like, no, they're not. So I try and do it myself, and now I know why they actually are so hard.
I know, but it looks so good. Like,
it does look, it looks,
it just
sounds
like,
marvelous.
On. It's like, what else in the world do I want? I want this. Now I want this monster burger. Will it be disgusting? Yes.
Will it hurt?
A lot of fries? Yes. Will it be a big shake? Yes. But will I be happy? Yes. So it's like, but Dave, you could die a day earlier. Not a day earlier than the Lord knows. He knows. It's not going to be on his. He's not going to go, oh, what a surprise.
And think about it. If you have it on a Friday, you'll be relaxing, doing nothing between Friday and Monday morning. You won't want to move.
Yeah, I might have to go to Red Robin. This is going to be a small little problem. All right, so we've got about four minutes or so. I want to do my Facebook post. It's a really good one. It's really good. So Facebook post. Did Professor X leave, or is he still hanging out?
Now, he has left us. His presence is no longer next to me.
It's no longer in the room. The lady that called, I didn't get her name, but whoever called that wanted to discuss Nancy Pelosi, you're welcome to call back on this next segment as we close out, because I think we got about 3 minutes here. And I want to make sure we get this Facebook post in. So,
what, the shorty music?
I need the short version of the Facebook post music. There we go. Nehemiah chapter 8 and Psalm 16. Now, I want you to, I'm only referencing those so that you know where these passages come out. This actually comes out of Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. And you are all very familiar with this portion. It says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Now, I will say that there is a song that's gone around the church for years, and it's like, if you want joy, you must clap for it. If you want joy, you must clap for it. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been in the church for 36 years. There's not one time I've sang that song that it's brought me joy. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Not happening.
What about this time?
No, not happening. In fact, I'm really glad that I'm done singing. Here's the bottom line. The joy of the Lord is our strength, but where to get the joy of the Lord is the key. That comes out of Psalm 16, verse 11, where it says, in his presence is the fullness of joy. In his presence is the fullness of joy. So you have to understand in Nehemiah 8:10, where it says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Okay, and that's good. But we find that the place to get that joy is in God's presence. In his presence is the fullness of joy. Now, certainly joy is also a part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit works into your life. But I'm trying to give you some basics here. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And in his presence, which would include the Holy Spirit, is the fullness of joy. So here's the key. To have joy, be in him. That's the Facebook post. You get that? To have joy, be in him. If the joy of the Lord is our strength, and in his presence is the fullness of that joy, then being in the presence, where is the fullness of the joy, is where we find the abundance of our strength. Get in him. Be connected to him. And that's one of the things that Alan was just talking about for the Calvary Chapel conference they're going to be having. It's like equipping guys to get there and be before the Lord and let the Lord use you and put feet to your faith and move it on in strength. That's right. The joy of the Lord is our strength. In his presence is the fullness of joy. The key to have joy, be in him. You will find tons of strength. You will find tons of joy. And you will find tons of everything else that you need when you're in him. Got that? When you're in him. Got that? Got that. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I think we're going to have discussion about Nancy Pelosi coming up again. So don't go anywhere, because it should be fascinating for somebody somewhere.
So eat it. Just eat it. You better listen, better do what you're told. You haven't even touched your tuna casserole.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
Right now, you can experience the best of independent senior living at half price. You heard that right. KPRZ is teaming up with Monte Vista Village Senior Living Community. This is about active senior living, offering a new resident a one-bedroom apartment at half price for the entire first year. That includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, and tons of activities. Lots to choose from every day. There's only one spot left, so call today. Monte Vista Village. Call 619-465-1331.
Navigate from the here and now to the then and there. We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive and Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
Trinity Christian School, offering classes K through 8 and preschool, was established in 1969. Our small class sizes and beautiful hilltop campus, centrally located in the La Mesa Spring Valley area, draws families from all over the county. Our goal at Trinity Christian School is for every student to become a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, critical thinker, effective communicator, and a person of strong Christ-like character. Trinity offers an affordable, biblically based challenging curriculum and is fully accredited with the WASC and ACSI. Before and after school care and classes like music, sports, drama, and language. Trinity Christian School, kindergarten through eighth grade and preschool. To set up a visit, please call 619-462-6440 or visit trinitycs.org. That's 619-462-6440.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
They ask me all the time, what is your favorite this? What is your favorite that? What's your favorite that? Whatever. And one time, what is your favorite word? And I said, my favorite word, that is really easy. My favorite word is the word. Is the word. And that is everything. It says it all for us. And you know the biblical reference, you know the gospel reference of the word. And that word is, we have to give voice to what that means.
Boy, if she knew what that word was, I'd give her a dollar. Anyway, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Hanging on the phone with us, wanting to comment regarding Nancy Pelosi and what we had to say about that is Chris. Chris, are you there with us? Try it again. Are you there with us, Chris? Yeah, I think are you there? Oh, okay. You're welcome to call back. I guess she didn't want to hang on at that point to talk about it. But one of the things we did bring up was that Nancy Pelosi said we cannot have deportation without representation, which was a play off of we cannot have taxation without representation, which is an ironic thing because somehow the people that we are having access our the country are certainly not paying taxes, but they're getting representation. So that's, I think, what Nancy was thinking, was that they wanted, they should have that. And I'm like thinking, well, is that right? Okay, so now we have Chris. Chris, are you there with us?
I am, David. Thank you so much for your patience. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. I just wanted to say, so I understand you had some thoughts there on Nancy's statement, we cannot have deportation without representation.
Well, I do. And first, I'd like to clarify, I am not a Nancy Pelosi fan. I am a registered Republican, pro-life person, love American history major professor. And honestly, her comment about we have to pass the health reform, all that bill, they have to pass it so they can read it. That goes down in the annals of ridiculous, hideous statements of all time, of all time. Having said that, this comment that she made, I think if you were to just drop in the word legal representation, that's well within keeping with the United States of America, with our preamble to protect people, to promote the general welfare. I know these people are not our citizens, but we are Christians, and the Lord has a lot to say about how we treat the poor, the fatherless among us. And, you know, and you probably are familiar with the SS St. Louis, the ship that the Nazis allowed 900-plus Jews to leave the country, and I think it was 38, 39. And then nobody wanted them, including the United States of America. They were sent to Cuba where they had proper, in this case, they had proper legal documents to land. But the pro-fascist president in Cuba disallowed them. Then they were sent back to Europe, where unfortunately some of those people went back. They were landed in Belgium, France, and went into concentration camps and died there.
No, I'm not only familiar with it, I have family that's been in concentration camps. But here's part of the... let me say this. Hold on. Let me finish what I'm saying. What you're having is you're having Nancy say you can't have deportation without representation. The problem that we're having in our country is we are not getting taxation with representation. We're not getting that on the other part of it. See, one of the things that's being... Let me finish. One of the things that's taking place is that people are saying, hey, they're kids, and they are kids, and it's definitely a horrible situation, and not to have compassion because they're kids would not be the right position to take. But I do find it a little bit grudging that people were willing to say, well, look at all that Jesus taught about the poor. But Jesus taught four times more about sin, and I want to know where the passion is to talk about that message. Where's the passions to talk about Jesus' repent message, the kingdom of God message, the you got to turn from your sin message? And I understand that we're talking about kids, and I'm not anti-children. I have children.
David, the only reason I called is because I know you have a compassionate heart. So I was just a little bit taken aback. Some of these children and families come from what we're reading, quite horrific backgrounds. Children promised they're going to be raped.
Oh, yeah. No, they're coming from horrid places.
So my feeling is, as long as we have a system to allow judicial representative for them to make a claim.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Here's the problem with Nancy's statement and our comment to the statement. She's looking for representation for the people that are coming from a foreign country into the United States. But she's not even wondering or functioning in representation for the people that are here. And one of the things that's happened, is there's in the community in Chicago, and believe it or not, of all people, Jesse Jackson, which is like, you got to be kidding me, is going out saying, hey, where is the representation and the protection for the black youth in America? Yeah. Nobody's doing anything about that. So there's a lot of different points.
Inner city youth with violence.
I understand, but they're not feeling represented. You see what I'm saying? But I strongly agree with you in regards to their kids, and it's a horrific situation. And the truth is, there should be a good solution, a common sense solution. But I strongly disagree with Nancy saying they need representation when people who are paying taxes don't get representation.
Well, I would like to make my point clear that it's a judicial representation.
Correct, but do you feel that you are getting full representation as a taxpayer right now in the government? Do you feel your voice is 100% heard and you're being represented?
No matter what era you picked in the United States of America, I'm pretty sure you could guarantee that not all citizens felt fully represented.
Do you think it's getting better or worse?
I personally have Bill Issa as my representative. He is very responsive when I call. I love the man. Barbara Boxer and Einstein, not so much, but I do feel I have representation.
Okay.
I don't expect to have 100% agreement with me.
Yeah, I don't want the kids to be abandoned.
To children, so and the idea that we're going to grant or not grant amnesty, it has to go through legal methods. No child can get up there without representation.
Here's part of that problem. I don't think that 58,000 kids can make the journey without assistance. So there's something bizarre going on there, because that's a journey across two countries.
Coyotes have been paid.
Yeah, but that's not in every. It's not in every case. I mean, there's a lot of different elements, and so I think what's going on that what Nancy's saying is, and what the problem is that she's trying to be representative for these kids to show a sense of compassion. I think it's really quite the political stand, and I don't think she's a very good representative of the people of California. So she's sitting there saying, let's represent the kids. It's like, why don't you represent where you live? You're not doing that great a job here, let alone talking about somewhere else and other kids.
Yes,
so I understand where you're coming from on the
position that causes her to represent her party to the people.
Yeah.
But in this case, I do think it's a very difficult situation.
It is. I agree with you. It's difficult, and I got to break because we're against that heartbreak. But what I want to say is the kids. I don't begrudge the kids, but I do begrudge our representatives who tend, from my point of view, Chris, to misrepresent, to utilize to their advantage, and to do whatever they can to stay in office and keep their cushy position without having to take too much pain on it. But that's my point of view, and you are absolutely entitled to your opinion. I support you in having a difference of opinion. I do. But I am against a heartbreak, and I do appreciate you calling very much, and I do appreciate you listening to the show. And by the way, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, again, I have no idea what we're going to be doing. We'll find out.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Sure, you could go to any car dealer in San Diego to get a deal, but why settle for any when you can have the best at Team Kia of El Cajon? Winners of the Kia Motors America 2013 President's Club Award for outstanding customer service and sales success. Home of the industry's leading 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Looking to buy new, pre-owned, or lease? Team Kia of El Cajon has the expert service you're looking for. Visit teamkiaofelcajon.com to find your next car. Team Kia of El Cajon. Better. Period.
North County Firearms in San Marcos is your family-owned firearms store. This week's special, AR-15 rifles starting at $699. North County Firearms, north of Highway 78 in San Marcos off the Las Posas exit. Christian Community Theater is back on Mount Helix with a production of Les Miserables. Performances are this weekend and next weekend only. Come and join them on top of the world. This is the most remarkable cast they've ever had. 250 people auditioned, and truly, they have the best talent in Southern California. San Diego is America's finest city, and Mount Helix is the finest spot to see Les Miserables, the greatest musical of all time. If you're interested in getting tickets, please visit ChristianCommunityTheater.com. Come to the top of the world and witness the talent of this cast. They are going to astonish you, and you don't want to miss it. Buy your ticket today for one of the final shows of Les Miserables of the season, now through August 2nd. ChristianCommunityTheater.com. CCT is also partnering with Journey Community Church Food Bank. Please bring non-perishable items to drop off at the show. ChristianCommunityTheater.com.
Retirement will be easy. I'll have plenty of money saved by then. Well, sometimes life isn't that simple. Nice to know there's a financial tool to help alleviate some of those unforeseen costs associated with your retirement, even eliminate your mortgage payment. Hey, Mark Larson here. The new reverse mortgage can convert the equity you've built into your home into tax-free cash, the perfect way to fund your longevity, enjoying your retirement years. Yes, changes are coming. If you act today, no need to worry. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram today, the president, CEO of the Aramco Group, one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. You're invited to join him at the beautiful Shadow Ridge Golf Club in Vista, August 14th, 6 p.m. So call 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130, or online, it's aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse, that's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence, trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
This summer, Permodontics is making it even easier to get the smile of your dreams. Tired of living with missing or decayed teeth or poorly fitting dentures? Then tell us about it. Send an email to smile@permodontics.com and you may receive a new smile free. That's right. Permodontics is celebrating summer by giving away a free same-day teeth procedure. To enter, email your information and tell us why you need same-day teeth with a picture or two, and you'll receive a complimentary consultation. One lucky person will receive a full workup by the Permodontics team with their same-day teeth procedure. And that's not all. Everyone who schedules a complimentary consultation before Labor Day will be eligible for a special summer savings on their very own same-day teeth procedure. So enjoy summer. Eat what you want. Laugh and smile until your cheeks hurt. Send an email to smile@permodontics.com or call 866-SMILE-AGAIN to schedule your complimentary same-day teeth consultation. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. 866-SMILE-AGAIN.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. By the way, this segment brought to you by Genesis Recovery and our very good friend Tommy Hawthorne and the people that are working hard to help other people get free from drugs and alcohol and from slavery to drugs and alcohol. I love that statement, especially if you understand Scripture. The Scriptures are very clear. Everybody's a slave. You're either a slave to God or a slave to sin. One way or another, you're a slave. Whether you like it or not, doesn't matter. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com is the website for Genesis Recovery. Their number is 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. What's awesome is that they're really committed in helping people not just find sobriety, but finding redemption of life through the work of Jesus Christ. And we certainly support that. And let me give a shout out to Chris, who called and gave her opinion. Her and I were not going to agree on that one element on how Nancy utilized that or how that functions in society in regards to the kids and the border and immigration. But I respect that she has that right to have that opinion, has that opinion, and took the time to share it with us. So thank you for doing that, Chris. This DDD, believe it or not, is kind of for our very own Heather Lloyd, in the sense that Heather and I have talked. Now, we share and talk about spiritual elements all the time. And she was kind of, she's in a place just like you and I are always in a place where you're searching and you're going through different things in the Lord. And a book came to mind that I was able to share with her. And she had actually showed me a quote from the author from something else. And so I told her about the book that author wrote about, and she'd been reading it. It's been a blessing for her. And that's always a blessing to hear that you come up with, hey, you should read this book. Or, hey, I'm reading that book. It's totally cool. I love it. It's awesome. And so as I was doing my devotions today, I came across this passage which reminded me of the book. So I wanted to do this DDD, and it's kind of a DDD for Heather in that sense, because it kind of connects to the book that I encouraged her. And listen to this passage, and here's what's really cool about this. I'm going to share a passage in Isaiah, then I'm going to share a passage in Psalms. Now watch this. Then I'm going to share a passage in Revelation, and watch how they're all this very similar elements in these passages. So we'll call this, the title of this is A DDD for Heather. How about that? That's your title. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 2. Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy, and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, for your wages, for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourself in abundance. Now, this passage in Isaiah that Isaiah is writing about has to do with a person coming to the Lord and drinking the fellowship of the Lord into their lives, in feasting on the Lord, so to speak, enjoying his presence, enjoying his anointing, enjoying his word, his truth, his power, his fellowship. You can't purchase this with regular money. You can't access this through the normal means. But it applies in that very basic need, in the very basic element, that we're thirsty and we're hungry and we want something more. And the satisfaction that we're looking for only comes in that connection with the Lord. Ironically, even though fellowship is entirely awesome, there is a part of our DNA that God's created that only his fellowship can fill. Now, the book that I encouraged her to get was A.W. Tozer's The Pursuit of God. And one of the big passages in the beginning of the book is Psalm 42, verse 1 through 2, which says this: as the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? As the author is writing this in the Psalms, he's recognized that what I long for, this is the author, what I long for inside of me is this connection to God that only he can fill. In fact, at the end of that verse 2, it says, where can I go and meet with God? The only answer, the only satisfaction is that connection to the Lord. Now watch this. Revelation 22:17, one of the last verses in the Bible. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. Again, in Revelation, third time, there's this passage that talks to us about the
thirsting for God, the longing for God, a desire to be filled. You know, when you are super, super hot and you get a cold glass of water and you drink it, it's like heaven for a moment. You just feel like, oh, that's just cooling down my entire system. It's so satisfying me. That is what the relationship with God will bring you when you are so thirsty and so hungry, and his presence alone is that cool drink of water. So here's the key between that Isaiah passage, Isaiah 55, 1 through 2, the Psalm 42, 1 through 2, and Revelation 22, 17. Here's the key. Come drink the water of life, the fellowship with God, because the price has been paid by Jesus. So there's no actual money you can use to buy it. The blood purchased your access. Drink of the water of life. Find the refreshment that gets you up in the morning and enables you to function through the day and brings you peace at night. Only that thirst that's quenched in fellowship with God, only that quenching will do. There's just nothing else like it. Okay? Got it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, a little bit of history and a few more stories. Oh, we're running out of time. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Got a leaky water heater? You know who to call. Bill Howe Plumbing. They'll install a new Rudd water heater faster than money can buy. Visit BillHowe.com today or call 1-800-BILL-HOWE, because we know how.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
You hear Jesus saying, as the Father sent me, so I send you. But how do you follow Jesus into the mission field? A, by 747 jet plane, B, by a travel agency, or C, go on an E3 partner expedition? Although I can't hear your answers, I'm hoping you picked E3 Partners. E3 Partners has opened the way for thousands of people, just like you, to share the good news of Jesus Christ all around the world. E3 Partners helps with travel arrangements, fundraising, and training for amazing life-changing Christian expeditions. From Eastern Europe to Africa, South America to Asia, people just like you have been changing the world on an E3 Partners 10-day mission expedition. The good news of Jesus Christ, E3 Partners, and you. What a great choice. To learn how you, yes, you, can go on an amazing Christian expedition, go to e3partners.org today. If you can spare 10 days, you can change countless lives. Choose to follow Jesus. Choose e3partners.org.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Tony, as you know, we purchased our property out at Singing Hills a long time ago, more than 10 years ago, and the property has gone up in value. I love having it just out of sight, out of mind, so the family won't have to deal with it. Hopefully, I won't have to use it for a long time. But here's the thing. It's the smart thing to do, and it's so easy, so comforting when people come out, take a tour, and talk with you. But right now, there's some savings incentives, too, here during the summer.
There is, Mark. If you come in and you mention this ad, we will up through the end of July, we will go ahead and include the second interment right on a single space, which that would be a 2-for-1.
Yeah, find out more all about it. There's some great savings now for a limited time here during the summer. Singing Hills Memorial Park. Call Tony, go out and take a tour, find out more. 619-444-3000.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000. 619-444-3000.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Okay, got a couple things we got to cover that are very important, not the least of which is a little bit of history. You know, you like history, dude. I know that's one of your favorite things. Here's something I promise you do not know, but you will find to be hilariously unusual.
Let's hear it, Dave.
On this day in 1845, the French army introduced the saxophone into its military band. Bet you didn't know that one.
Did not know that, David.
I thought that was pretty classic, so you have to bear with me.
The wee wee.
1961 was the first tie in All-Star Game history. That was pretty
I did not know that.
Yeah, see, there's always a statistical piece of information that's helpful. In 1971, the first men to ride in a vehicle on the moon did so on this day on the LRV. You know what the LRV is?
Yeah, it's Laverne.
It's Laverne for Laverne and Shirley. Yeah,
thank you, Dave.
It's the Lunar Rover Vehicle.
Oh, Ron won. What'd you win?
All right. Lunar Rover. Okay. Here's a classic, and this will blow your mind. 1790, this happened. Now watch. This is the super duper duper important. And when I tell you this fact, it is immediately incorrect. Watch. The first U.S. patent was issued to Samuel Hopkins of Vermont for the process of making fertilizer. The problem is there were thousands of patents before this, but they didn't get around to filing them correctly, so his was the first one filed. So they had all these other patents.
Oops.
Yeah, and they had all these other patents, and they didn't put the system into place correctly, so when they started to number them, his came up first. Isn't that a classic? Like, wow. Really?
Actually, the word of the day, I can't say it on air, but it starts with P, ends with P, and has a couple of O's in the middle.
Ooh, here's what I'm going to say about that. I'm going to say the government's been messing up for a very long time. Today, if you don't know it, is Mutt Day.
Ruff.
Yeah, actually, that's it. A mutt, a mongrel, a mutt, or a mixed breed dog that is a dog that belongs to no single organization or recognized breed and is not the result of selective breeding.
You almost said blings.
See, I always thought a mutt was just a dog that didn't have like a sir title. Something
it's
like
Peabody and Levi Day.
Yeah, well, no. Unfortunately for you, Levi's a pure, he's just the runt of the litter and not allowed to compete because
it's Peabody Day.
It's Peabody Day. Yeah, sure. You can do that. That would work. Okay, here's the big closed story, and I want to make sure everybody understands this. This is the biggest piece of news for the day. Okay, it's not the biggest piece of news for the day, but it's a foodie story, and then everybody knows how much Rover Producer likes food. I know. You're just like, oh boy, food.
I gotta hop to it.
I mean, as soon as I guess it's gonna be, when I do a story that's on food, it's like me coming home and seeing the dogs and me go, it's like, that's when you get a food story, you get all excited. All right, here you go. Unique toppings on pizza.
Ooh.
It is not over yet. All right. These are the five prevailing new unique toppings, one of which I do not think is that unique. So I'll start with that one. But I promise by the time we get through all of them, you'll be amazed. This one, penne pasta on pizza, which is like, really? I mean, I understand certain pastas, but penne pasta, really? That sounded weird. Listen to this on pizza. Ready? Waffles. Waffles.
As unique and interesting as that sounds, I'm a big breakfast guy. I know that's a lot of carbs. I don't even care. That sounds epic.
Okay, ready? Steak nachos on pizza.
Again, lots of carbs. Kind of digging it.
Okay, watch this. Again, mac and cheese on pizza.
Now, I've had recently mac and cheese on a hot dog at a Dodger game, so I can see where mac and cheese on a pizza would be just as yummy.
This is the one that threw me for the curve. Ready?
fried chicken on a pizza.
How do you even do that?
Fried chicken on a pizza? I say yes, sir.
Hopefully boneless.
Well, I would assume so. That would be very uncomfortable to eat that pizza.
Thinking you're biting into a drunk. Ow, honey, this pizza's kind of hard.
I don't know. That would be weird. Okay. All right, folks. So we're in the big wind down for the show. And so there's a couple things I want to say. I don't know if we don't really have a closing comment segment because we don't really do that.
And now Dave's closing comment segment.
But maybe we'll start one today. Here's what I want to tell you. Here, listen. There's a lot of things that can be frustrating. And there's a lot of things that you can agree or disagree with. And there's a lot of things you will understand and not understand. Here's the big key. The most important thing you're going to do in this, between this moment and the next 90 years, assuming that you're 10 or less, is whatever you're going to do for eternity. It's not even sharing your opinion per se or having an input like that. It really has to do with your relationship with the Lord and how you do treat others and how that treating of others goes with you into eternity. One thing I will say. We do make a lot of fun. We do a lot of things like that. But there is this desire to be supportive and to love one another. It's not always easy, but it is always doable through Jesus Christ. That's the ticket. When you feel like you can't do it, you can't. But through Jesus, you can. You can't love your neighbor in your own power the way that you need to, and you certainly can't love your enemy without Christ. Use the help that Jesus offers. That's the way to get past the roadblocks. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, and then we're going to have more insanity with Spoonanity, Dinesh D'Souza, on the show tomorrow. See you then.
We've come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby.